Episode 803, My Strength is My Story with Christy Taylor, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. It's a glorious day, and I pray today you have nothing but joy in your heart. It is My Strength is My Story Day, and that means we get to celebrate. We are bringing on an extraordinary woman. Her name is Christy Taylor. She's authored a brand new book, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. But before we go into that, I first want to give a huge shout out to all of her family members. Welcome. And for those of you who are just kind of stumbling onto our doorstep, I am so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. And Christy is one that you're going to hear today, her story. She has lost over 137 pounds and has kept it off over the past 6 years. She's a mom of four. She's been married for 21 years this coming year. And it's so exciting to see success. And what she's done is she's written her book as to what has made her successful and finding the valiant woman. Now, every once in a while, we tend to get a little crazy because we are just true sisters in Christ having a good time, a coffee chat. So sit back and relax and enjoy Christy Taylor, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. I am so delighted to have with us an amazing woman here in our series, My Strength is My Story, Christy Taylor. She is a wife of 21 years, a mother to four beautiful children. Christy found herself battling through a distorted self-image from the age of 12 when she overheard a young boy say how massive her behind was. This battle continued until she rediscovered the valiant woman within, the woman only God could create. She's a coach and author of her brand new book, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. Christy, I'm so excited that you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's about daggum time. We have been trying to connect literally for a while now. And so for us to finally be able to meet, I mean, you're a sister in Christ. I just want to say, you know, your courage is amazing. You're a woman who's lost over 137 pounds and kept it off for 6 years.
Yeah. Yep. 6 years now. Yep.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, that's like another person plus for some, depending upon your height.
Oh, yes. And I'm only 5'2". So.
Whoa. So definitely it's a full plus person that you lost. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to get into your story. But first, let's start off where you are right now. What keeps Christy busy and hopping these days?
Oh, my goodness. So much. So, yeah, I've been married for 21 years. So my husband keeps me busy. And then I have four kids, ages from ranging from 10 to 20. And I work full time at an engineering firm, and I travel quite extensively throughout the U.S. As an account manager working with a heavy equipment engineering, basically. And I have an MBA, but I'm in the process of getting a master's in a Christian life coaching, basically, from Liberty University. And so I'm year two. And then I'm also, I've published this book, and I'm starting a women's ministry. So lots going on, and just I stay very busy.
Well, sometimes staying busy in the way that you are keeps us out of trouble.
It definitely does. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, when you have a 20-year-old down to a 10, I'm going to be almost 11, that in itself with four of them, that keeps you hopping.
Oh, definitely. Yes. All the activities they have going on. Definitely.
What does a typical day look like for you?
Oh, boy. So, yeah. So I wake up. We get the kids off to school and get ready, go to work. And sometimes I am gone a half a week every week. So traveling's crazy. I go and I meet with a lot of different engineering managers. And then, you know, after work, you know, if I'm on the road, then I'm able to study back at the hotel or work on my group stuff or my book. You know, it's every day is an adventure. Let's put it that way.
I love that. Every day is an adventure. And you know what? You might as well have a party every day, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, every day I'm so glad that God grants us with new beginnings every day, right?
Yes, that's why you made the sunrise and the sunset. So, indeed, we need that. We need that rejuvenation. Let's jump back a little bit. And you obviously had a struggle with weight loss and your self-image. Yet, at the same time, you weren't necessarily completely obese when you were young. Take us back there.
Yeah. So my weight issue started when I was 12 years old, and it all started when I overheard a boy telling a bunch of other kids, basically making fun of me, that I had a massive behind. And that one phrase was enough to cause me to have a terrible distorted image of myself. Mm-hmm. Due to that one statement, I would never wear shirts that were short and that would show my behind, or, you know, I just became so obsessed with my weight. And so that led me into creating a perfect process of purging. So basically I started down a bad path of being a bulimic. And I would come home from school, have dinner. I had a perfect process. I would go into the bathroom, pretend that I was going to be getting a bath. I did get a bath, but I mean, I turned the water on so that it would, you know, cover the noise from making myself, you know, cute, basically. And then it just became so obsessed with it to the point of, this sounds really silly, but in sixth grader's mind, I would track it in my diary and I would call it Mr. X. And the more I would do it, the more control I had, and the more results I would see, right? I would wait. And so then I told my best friend, who told my track coach, who told my mom, and that caused me to, they told me basically I'd have to quit track. So I don't know, I didn't want to quit track. So, I mean, I did it for a couple years, but then I quit because my mom found out, right? So, but I was still obsessed about my weight. I went into high school. For lunch, I would eat saltines. So then I was trying to go down the path of anorexia, right? Like, not very much. And a friend of mine introduced me to those nasty chocolate laxatives. She had said she had lost 30 pounds and kept it off within a month. And so I thought, oh, that's cool. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, did that for a while. And I did that for a couple years in high school. I never got really, really, really skinny, but it was, you know, not obviously not good for me. And what happened was, I came home from school one time and my mom was watching Oprah, and there was a gal on Oprah and she was almost dying and she had anorexia bulimia. And so God convicted me basically there, and I felt really guilty about how I had been treating myself, right? So I stopped and life went on, and then I met my husband, right? A couple years later, I met my husband, and then life just went on, and I had four kids. In between the pregnancies, I would gain more weight, and I got to a point where in 2010, I was 276 pounds, and I was a size 6. I hated myself. I hated what I'd become. I hated how I treated myself. But I really feared being disabled. I could not be on my feet for more than 5 minutes. I had to have my kids do everything for me. My feet were in severe pain. I'm 5'2", almost 300 pounds. I was really damaging my feet, and they're still damaged goods. I can't walk barefoot. I can hike and stuff, but I can't do certain things like wear heels. But that's okay. I'm okay with that. So I felt like a prisoner in my own body. Throughout 2010, different things have occurred that were like aha to me, that I needed to make a major lifestyle change. So basically, you know, one, I said it, I was almost crippled, but two, my 7-year-old son came home from school, and he was upset. He said he had stuck up for me. The kids were calling me an elephant, you know, an elephant. Even to this day, that still hurts, you know, because I felt really bad for him.
Yeah.
And then another time, my 3-year-old daughter, who's now 10, getting ready to turn 11, she wanted to get on a roller coaster, and I couldn't fit on it, so they wouldn't let her on it either, and she cried, and then, you know, just different things like that. Went to a grad sale one time, and they pointed me to the maternity section. At the movie theaters, for years, I would not let anybody sit next to me on either side because I felt claustrophobic because I was so big. Even a couple of years after losing the weight, I think that I still felt like I needed that space, so I wouldn't let my husband even sit next to me. So that's different now, but the final occurrence that happened was at a Boy Scout camp. My husband wanted me to go to Boy Scout camp with my kids, and we went on a tour of the camp, and it was just like a little ditch, but back, you know, that we had to go, like a little hill, you had to go down and go up. Mm-hmm. And when I went up the hill, I mean, I thought I was having a heart attack, and I looked around, and all these other parents are just fine, but I felt like I was dying, and I had a huge panic attack, and I started crying, and I just was so embarrassed, humiliated, ashamed of myself, and that was the moment I knew I needed to completely transform my life, not only externally but internally. I knew there was an issue. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you know, my spirit was crushed, my heart was broken, and I needed the Lord to save me. I remember crying out to the Lord, "What can I do, Lord? Because I have tried in the past over the years to lose weight, only to regain not only weight but the feelings of shame and regret and humiliation and failure that always, you know, always happen and along with it." And mm-hmm. I could not afford to gain any more weight. So I didn't know what to do. And at first I thought the Lord was saying, "Okay, just do surgery." So I felt like I called, and that door was shut because insurance denied. I called the insurance company. I was like, can I get the surgery? And that's a tool. And I think it's a great tool for many people. I'm not saying that's not a good tool, but for me, that wasn't what he wanted me to do. So I spent the entire night that night after calling the insurance company and trying to get approval, praying to him, crying out to him, asking him, "What is it? What am I supposed to do? Why, Lord? You know, why me? Why am I going through this? All that, right?" Mm-hmm. And I just heard him. I heard him say, "You're gonna have to take my way. You know, follow me. Get right with me." And I knew my relationship with the Lord wasn't right. Right? And have faith and trust in Him. And you know, that's part of it. I was missing my relationship with the Lord. It wasn't right. And so the next day, I decided to act. I had a vision. I wanted to show my kids that I could do anything with the Lord, right? I knew that once I was transformed internally and externally, that I could pay it forward to others. And so that was my vision. And so I needed to focus on not only being physically nourished by like having portion control and getting, you know, physically fit, but most importantly, I needed to be spiritually nourished and faithfully fit. And that is what I focused on. I surrendered my control of my weight to God. I leaned on Him. I had tried the world's way of losing weight so many times in the past, the path of frustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gain the feelings of regret and all that. And I went down the path of fulfillment. So the first year, I focused on making sure my motive, for one, my drive for wanting to lose weight, was the right reason. Because in the past, when I would try to lose weight, it was always for an external reason. So to please how other people viewed me, right? Be thin, look good, you know, those reasons. And those are all temporary reasons. I had to make sure my motive was an eternal reason, because my body is not my own. My body is God's temple. And that is what drove me to success. Changing that perspective on why it is so critical that we are healthy, right? And so with that, so the first year. I used, for portion control, I used Weight Watchers. I used it the first and second year. Mm-hmm. But I will say, and it was great for the portion control. But when I went into, after I lost 100 pounds, I went into Weight Watchers and they said, what's the one thing, what is the one thing that you can tell the whole group that was your reason, your key to success? And I think they thought I was going to say, oh, it was the tracking of the points. But I said it was Romans 12:1-2. I told them you need to get right with God, renew your mind, get right with God. And two, you need to view your body as God's temple. And that is what I did. Mm-hmm. And so, but then I remember I told you I travel a lot for work.
Yes.
So I started back to work, right? And so I was going to be traveling a lot and with guys on top of it. And they love to eat too. We all love to eat. But, and so I was like, Weight Watchers is not going to work for me. I need to figure out what is going to work for me. So then I started focusing on not using Weight Watchers, but identifying why I was eating and when I was eating. Head hunger versus stomach hunger, right? So sometimes we eat to feed our emotions. And then I also had to figure out how to make wiser choices at restaurants. And so, and then I followed the HOP method, thou shalt not make decisions, right? So basically when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, just to really be mindfully aware of the decisions you are making and what foods you're eating during that time. So, you know, but most of all, I believe the Lord taught me to focus on Him and to trust in Him and to produce the more fruit of the Spirit in my life. So, and I'll get into that in a minute, but the three things I believe that the Lord taught me was physical, to be mindful of what I was eating and why I was eating. Psychologically, you know, again, goes back to why I was eating things I was eating. And spiritually, that this is a battle. And that is what really is important and critical. And that's what my program is all about, that we are fighting a battle. It's a spiritual battle. And we have an enemy that is out to attack us. He does not want us to be healthy, because if we are healthy, then we are not glorifying God to our fullest extent. You know, God has a purpose for our lives, right? And if we are not healthy, then we cannot fulfill His purpose. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. So he's going to sabotage us with thoughts of fear and other thoughts, right?
Yes.
So that we won't move forward with becoming healthier. Mm-hmm. So he helped me conquer all of that, and he's taught me so much. But most importantly, to become spiritually nourished. So you have, and that's with the fruit of the Spirit, and applying that towards your weight loss journey. So, you know, love, learning to love myself no matter what size I am. Mm-hmm. Joy, you know, means strength and finding strength in times of trial. Peace, being content, knowing that He is fighting this battle with and for us, and that He has already experienced ultimate victory. Patience, you know, that's a huge one. It's a lifelong battle. We need to be patient in the process. We didn't gain the weight overnight. We're not going to lose it overnight. Kindness was huge. Trying to, kindness, being kind by saying nice things to yourself at all times. Goodness, knowing that He is not the enemy. I was so angry at the Lord for so long. Mm-hmm. Then I realized that it wasn't Him. It wasn't Him, that He is good, and just filling up on His goodness. Faithfulness, you know, understanding that faith, saying I have faith is not enough. You know, it's an action we have to take, and believing in Him. And gentleness, again, being gentle with us in the process, you know, getting on that scale and, oh, it didn't budge, or maybe I gained 2 pounds, but I did everything correct. So, you know, being gentle with yourself instead of so hard on yourself, and self-control, right? Mm-hmm. That's being very disciplined, and not only in discipline and portion control and being active, but being disciplined spiritually, digging into the Word, praying to our Father, drawing on its strength. And but most importantly, what I have learned over the last 6 years is that you have to bounce. You have to be resilient and persevere. We owe it to our Father to take care of His temple. And so when we are down, when we give in to temptation, that the next, you know, just that we bounce and that we continue fighting that with fearless faith. And that's what my program is all about. So, yeah, my life is good now. I'm not a prisoner in my own shell, you know. I'm free from eating disorders. I have a, you know, I don't struggle with the food bondage. I will say, I still give in to temptation because we are human, but the biggest thing I can say is that I bounce, and I still fight this daily, and I'm grateful for this battle, honestly, because you know what? I will say that when I do gain, you know, here and there, I'll gain a little. I know it's because I'm not focused on Him, and it draws me back to Him. So
you want to pick up your own copy of Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. Christy says it so well. It's an amazing program. She talks about her combat maneuvers. There's 10 of them, and we're not going to tell you all of them because you need to go to the book. It truly is a workbook, the way she set it up. She's got questions in there for you to answer. And it's not just a journal where you go and say, okay, I'm just going to write something down here. She really prompts you in the way she asks the question and allows you to reflect. So with that reflection, Christy, going back a little bit, because you went through a long period of time where you weren't happy with who you saw. Yet,
right.
You still made it every day, right? You got up every morning and you still, I mean, you're a successful entrepreneur, you're a successful businesswoman in the corporate world. You have made yourself, so to speak, without being thin or healthy. So when you're looking back and you're looking and kind of seeing that reflection, what did you see in the mirror that made you like, I don't like this person and who I am?
I was in such denial. I'm honestly, when I looked in the mirror, I would only look from the shoulders up. I just totally, during that whole, all those years, I would avoid full length mirrors. I honestly was just, all I could see when I looked in the mirror was, you know, ashamed, you know. Yeah, I tried to be blind by what I saw, basically. I didn't see love. You know, I didn't see that I was a daughter of Christ. I didn't see that I was priceless and that I was a masterpiece and that, you know, I'm perfect in His image.
Yes.
I didn't see any of that. I saw flaws. I saw, you know, a fat woman. I saw embarrassment, humiliation, and regret and shame.
You came to know Christ at a young age. And so it's not like you were an adult getting to know who Christ was. I mean, you were raised, from what I could tell. You accepted Jesus, I believe it was 8 years old?
Yes, yes. And I will say I accepted Jesus when I was 8, but I always struggled with my relationship, getting it right with Him. And so there's times where I maybe went a year and, you know, I felt like I was, we had a good relationship, but then other times I was a Christian, but I wasn't walking it. Right. So that was the difference. I needed to start walking with the Spirit. So
here we talk about, Christianity and loving God with all your might. And sometimes I think people say, oh, that relationship, they use that word. And there are some people who really don't quite understand what it means to have a relationship. It's like, I can't physically touch Him. So how can I have a relationship? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Basically, just in every aspect, always being mindfully aware of Him in any type of always, you know, digging deep into the Word daily, filling up on His goodness. And you're not going to know who your Father is if you don't read His Word, the Bible, and communicating, constantly communicating with Him. He's not physical, right? So we can't see Him in front of us, but that's part of having faith. Right?
Yes.
Is faith in something. We all have faith in something. We have faith in our food. You know, we have faith in all types of things, in the sports that we watch, you know, our favorite team. But, you know, we can have faith in our Father too. So it's really just really leaning in on him and just always being mindfully aware of him and grateful for him and all his sacrifice. So.
Yeah. And that gratitude is very important too, because we don't always get what we want.
No, we don't. And you know what? And at first we don't think it's a good thing, right? We're like, why aren't we getting what we want? But then we look back and a lot of times it's like, oh, thank you, Lord. You know?
Yes. So. Thank goodness I didn't go down that path.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned faith, and you said that faith requires action. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, we still have to rely on Him. That's one. Two, we still have to do our part. I mean, we can say we have faith in Him to fight being healthy, right? But we still have to show Him we still have to do our part, right? So we still have to do what it is we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. I think some people, honestly, you have those ones that will go to church on Sunday and they do whatever else they want the rest of the week, or they're waiting back and saying, I'm going to pray about this, but that's all they do. They're just going to pray about it.
Right.
And there's no action. It's like, well, nowadays, God doesn't strike us with lightning. And honestly, I don't want Him to strike me with lightning, because that's going to leave a hole in my house.
Right. Exactly. Yes. It requires action.
Yes. Yeah. So. Well, and I think that's key, because we want change, but, you know, fear comes in because of the fear of the unknown, and the unknowns can be anything. It's just whatever's out there, whether it's fear of failure, fear of success, whatever the fears are out there. And we get comfortable in the fears that we know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. And sometimes we get paralyzed in those fears too, mm-hmm. right? So.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. You know, a lot of times it's the fear of, what if I fail at losing weight again? What if I go to the gym and people judge me? What if I lose the weight and people pay attention to me? Mm-hmm. That's a huge one, because there's a lot of women that have histories of where they've been abused, right?
Yes.
And they want the weight on them because it keeps them from being the center of attention. But they, at the same time, they know that it's God's temple, so they know they need to lose the weight. Mm-hmm. So there's all these fears, and a lot of times people get stuck in them. And part of this program is learning to identify when the enemy attacks with untruth and fighting it with truth, which is God's word.
Mm. That is beautiful. Beautifully spoken. Those untruths that we don't want, you know, that we recognize more than the actual truth that's right before us. And we know right from wrong. I mean, if we really want to get down into our subconscious, Christy, we know right from wrong. We Yes. know that we need to be shopping the perimeter of the grocery store, that what's in the middle isn't what's good at the core for us. It's just plain junk. I'm just saying.
Oh, I can so relate to you. I mean, I one of the things I keep stressing with all these hundreds of women that I'm working with now, which is crazy, but is that I still fight this battle daily, every millisecond of every day. Mm-hmm. And here's a prime example of this. I lost my dog. Well, it's almost been 2 weeks, but I was in Aww. Vegas when my dog died. And, you know, I knew right from wrong. And what did I do? I went to the Krispy Kreme. I did, in the casino. And I had a plan. I was going to give it. And I basically said, you know what? I deserve a donut. I deserve it, because you know what? My dog just died. Mm-hmm. And we are allowed to eat, you know, and everything in moderation. But I purposely went for comfort to mm-hmm. eat that, numb my emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Going to his, you know, instead of going to the Father. So I still fight this battle daily. But the next day, I bounced and got back up and kept fighting forward, right? So
That's right.
It's just a lifelong battle.
Yeah, it is. And Krispy Kremes, by the way, they are very good, especially hot. Love them.
Oh, they're so good. And this was a real restaurant, like a Krispy Kreme restaurant. We don't have that around here. So I was like, I'm getting not one. I got two. So
bonus!
Oh, well, yeah, but
you know what? That just shows, Christy, that you're human too.
I am.
And, you know, I think we do need to set up our boundaries. We need to be disciplined. And I think that's the key that you mentioned, that you first started, you lost your 100 pounds with Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. And that helped with you and portion control. But you knew long-term, realistically, Weight Watchers was not going to be the thing for you long-term. And, right. You know, obviously, God had to change you from the inside out.
Oh, yes, yes. And that is exactly what my focus was, is getting right with God, renewing my mind, getting right with God. But also, you know, anything, you know, as you work on your internal, it manifests externally, right? So, yes, definitely. And, you know, I knew from the get-go that if once I was truly transformed, I mean, we're still always going through transformation, right? But yes. In this area, I wanted to pay it forward and help other women. And so I knew that I didn't want to just do Weight Watchers. I wanted to be able to figure out, get to the root of the problem, figure it out. And so, because I don't want to just promote a product or a program. This is about actually promoting Jesus. You know, and he is our true healer. And so, yes.
Yeah. Well, not only were you taken care of health-wise, but your heart was healed too, along with your spirit.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
And that's something to celebrate. You know, we have to celebrate that.
Yes.
You will definitely want to pick up your copy of Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. You will definitely want to pick up your own copy. We will have links in the show notes for you. You know, Christy, I think when people are overweight, you know, we're afraid of those shadows that follow us.
Yes.
And, you know, you lose that weight, and you've now lost the 137 pounds. You've kept it off. The temptation we know has been there for you because you indulged in your Krispy Kreme times two. So what do you tell those women who are out there going, I've tried this three times or I've tried it four or five, whatever it is, but they're struggling more with their shadows than they are the actual weight loss.
So when you say shadows, are you talking about like the shadows of fear of failing again?
That, gaining weight back, the lifestyle.
Yeah, so all the shadows that follow, you know, they have to focus up on him. And I guess the one thing I would stress is, you know, Jesus suffered, right, for us, and we owe it to him to keep pressing forward. And, you know, you are going to have those thoughts. They're always going to consume you because the enemy is out to attack you. He doesn't want you to be healthy, mm-hmm. but you owe it to your Father to be healthy and to have his temple healthy. So, you know, that's just what I stress, is you just keep pressing forward and fighting it with faith with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times these women, and they'll say they tried it in the past, but they got to learn to bounce. You got to bounce and persevere. And it's just something that, you know, you have to do, and you owe it to him.
Mm-hmm. At a young age, started with a self-image problem. I look at social media now, and I'm like, I have two daughters of my own and a niece. And, of course, I work with hundreds of women. These things that are plastered that we see as being like the norm, this is what we're supposed to look like, or we're always fixed, we're prim and proper, we have to dress a certain way. I mean, image out there, it's not looking real good. I mean, it looks good, but it's not looking good in here. And right. When we have that, when we go to the full-length mirror, which our daughters do, they usually do more than the mamas do, because the mamas don't want to look at the full-length mirror. Not after these five children I've had. Oh, no, no, no. But, you know, the girls still do. So what would you tell the moms out there and the aunts and the grandmas that are like, gosh, I've got young ones coming up and social media is crazy. How do I not necessarily protect them, but what can I do to begin to show them truly the way, the light, to where they don't lose their self-image like you ran into?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm big on that. My daughter is at a prime age where, well, she's 10, right? And mm-hmm. so she's in fifth grade. And my daughter, she is struggling right now with weight. And one thing I continue to stress to her is to see yourself as God sees you. And, you know, it's hard because she's only 10. She's trying to understand even, you know, all about God, right? But just reminding her constantly that you are priceless, that you are a masterpiece, you're beautiful. And I explained to her, you know, not everybody loves God, right? Not everybody in her class are Christians, mm-hmm. and you're going to have the world's way of viewing you. You're going to hear it, and you just got to continue to remember who you are as a daughter of Christ. Mm-hmm. And really hard because she is struggling with weight right now, and so you know, it's just so hard to be a mom.
It is hard. It is. It breaks our heart, doesn't it?
It really is. And you know, my oldest is 20. My oldest daughter is 20, and because of what I went through in the past, when I was, you know, when I heard those boys tell me that I had a massive behind, and that those two words led me into wanting to be anorexic bulimia, mm-hmm. I did not want to say anything at all to my daughters about their weight for so long because I didn't want to lead them down that spiral. That mm-hmm. So it's just reminding them who they are as daughters of Christ, mm-hmm. and continuously doing so.
Yes. Why are we pushing them to finish and clean their plate? I mean, I grew up at the time that grandma always said, if you want dessert, you need to clean your plate.
Right.
You know, yeah. How do you deal with even like, you know, portion control when it comes to children?
Yeah, that's a hard one. It's really hard because, you know, you want them to eat everything healthy and right in the right portions, but I struggle with that still. So I'm not really one in that area to be able to, I guess I'm not the expert. I mean, I'm a mother, right? But I don't like force them to, you can only eat 3 ounces of this meat or you can only eat this. I just try to tell her everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. And my biggest thing right now is keeping her active, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Stay in sports because it really does help.
Yes. Well, and the activity is an important part. And also, too, I think our DNA, our genes, how we're built, a body frame is different for everybody. How our makeup is, what, you know, mm-hmm. our inheritance of our body makeup, looking at not just our parents, but going to our grandparents and our great-grandparents, looking to see, well, where were they struggling? Mm-hmm. You know, because ultimately it's not about the size, you know, we're not a number, right? To God, we're a name. He knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. So, you know, taking that and protecting them in a way that says, you know what, you can go and do whatever you wanted because God created you on purpose for a purpose.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that because self-image is a hard one. And our teens are, you know, they're just mean. I love them, but it's worse than cat and dogs. And now we've taken it outside of the schools.
It's horrible. There was a story recently I heard that a girl was, you know, she was doing track and she was overweight and, you know, the boys took pictures and put it all over social media about, you know, what she looked like and how fatty and track or whatever. And it just, it's so mean. It's so, so mean. And social media is just, I'm so glad it wasn't there when I was younger. But I'm really worried about, you know, moving forward with our kids and the next generation even.
Yes.
Just kids are mean.
Yeah. And that's why it used to stop just on the playground. But now they bring it home with texting and Snapchat and Facebook and all of these things. And once when it's out there, it's out there. Somebody can find it. But what's worse is what sticks with you. And as you know, just that one comment of massive behind, how that just like totally put, I mean, that was like the nail in the coffin.
It
is stuck with you.
Yeah, and I look back and I'm like, I didn't really have that big of a behind even, you know? That's what's crazy. Right. And, you know, I was just, you know, I think that even during when I was like going through anorexia, bulimia, that time frame, mm-hmm. I was actually small, but I viewed myself as being big. Mm-hmm. And then I look at myself, and after I lost my weight, you know, all that weight, and how I told you I couldn't have people sit next to me at the movie theater for a couple of years, you know, it's our image, a distorted image of who we are. And it's just, weird. Anyway,
yeah, it is weird. There's a lot of psychology that goes into that, but because sometimes we're our own worst enemy, honestly.
Oh, we are.
You know, we look at ourselves, and I sometimes wonder, are you actually looking in the mirror? What are the first words that you're saying? I mean, you talked about kindness, goodness, mm-hmm. gentleness. Most of the time, we're not any of that, and we don't even know yet. We're told to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Yes.
We don't know what it's like to love ourselves, honestly.
Exactly. And the program, the Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith program that I wrote, love is the mission, right? Yes. So in that program, you know, there's a few things that I take the reader through. Basically, one is learning how to mindfully love yourself. Mm-hmm. And I have specific action steps to help them cultivate their inner beauty, right? To mm-hmm. to see themselves as God sees them. But also, there's learning how to love your Father, right? Yeah. Learning how to love God. And part of that is understanding who He is. And so love definitely is the mission. And it definitely, I take you through all types of action steps to doing that.
Yes. Well, you've got all those combat maneuvers. Just share with us one combat maneuver.
So one combat maneuver would be, I talked about the perseverance. That's the 10th one, right? Learning yes. how to bounce. But combat maneuver, I think it's 8, basically. Wow, let me look. Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's like, how do you keep all track of all of them? Because you're living it, you know, so it becomes a part of you.
Oh yeah. So a huge one is basically embracing. So, you know, understanding who the Holy Spirit is, right? And understanding that God is your biggest weight loss companion, and embracing that. And then in embrace also is battle buddies, right? Understanding that we need to have support and accountability. And I actually have a list of characteristics of how the reader can go find a battle buddy. I actually have a Facebook group where there's about 1,500 women and their battle buddies with one another. And that's huge. So having that support. And then another very important one is combat maneuver 8, which is prep. And basically, that's getting armored up for battle. You know, for so long, I didn't even understand that we had armor, that God provides armor for us to fight this battle. And so part of that is boosting your mission readiness and understanding what that armor is. And it's all in the program. So
that's awesome. And we'll definitely have the links to the Facebook group in the show notes. You can find that on createyournow.com. You'll want to pick up a copy of your own Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. As you can tell, she's put a lot of thought into this. This is part of her life. This is what she leads women through and how she coaches them. For those of the women that are listening that are like, okay, it's the New Year's. We're recording this. We're mid-March. We've got spring around the corner, which means what? Bikini. Okay, not for me.
Not me.
I'm sorry. Pregnant nursing 10 years? No. Oh. It doesn't work well. I mean, even when I'm looking good, it's not looking good. I mean, I feel very confident, but you know what I mean? I have this kangaroo pouch that just won't go away. And
I know what you're talking about.
I'm not willing to go under the knife for it. Just saying, putting it out there.
Yeah.
we're really real and you know, authentic here. We say it just like it is, Christy.
Yes. Totally agree with you on that one.
So we've got the kangaroo pouches, but we do have spring. That means summer is on the horizon. I know I'm getting the itch. I live up north, so it's a little colder. We actually had snow yesterday. Go figure. It's melted by now, but and we're supposed to have snow again today, on and off. Doesn't make sense, but I'm ready for spring. For those women who are sitting there going, oh, I don't want to go through this again. I know I need to lose however much weight it is. I just don't. I don't think I can put myself through it. What would you tell that woman?
You know, Jesus suffered. You know, you owe it to him. You may not want to put yourself through it, but you owe it to him. And this is his temple. Your body is not your own. And you just really, I know it's hard, but do you want to live a flourishing life or do you want to live a languishing life? Mm-hmm. And he has a purpose for your life. Mm-hmm. And if you need to live out that purpose. So the only way you can do that is by being healthy. And so why not try a different way? This is a path of fulfillment. This is taking a different path. You're not taking the world's way of losing weight. You're mm-hmm. taking his way. So why not give it a try, you know? Right. You have nothing to lose. The only thing you're going to do is gain, and you're going to gain a deeper relationship with your Lord. So. Mm.
And that in itself is worth all the effort.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
And because that's ultimately what we want. We want the crown of glory from Jesus Christ, not our crowns.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Well, you shared a couple Bible verses with us. Do you have another favorite one?
Oh, man.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but, you know, that's what I'm here to do.
Right? Yeah.
You can paraphrase.
Yeah, well, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength.
Amen.
That's a good one.
That is an awesome one. Yes, we all need that strength. And self-control, you mentioned self-control. It's funny when you mention that, I think as not just as women. I mean, women, think about it. We're nurturers. We have the tendency to want to control because we got to take care of the babies. We got to take care of the hubby. We got to take care of the house. I mean, we're the CEO of the family. Mm-hmm. So control is almost in our nature. God put it there to a degree. However, we like to use control when it's convenient for us.
Yes, right? Only yes. When convenient for us. You know, and sometimes we like to use control in different aspects of our lives. Like, you know, we're willing to maybe give up, you know, the control in our, you know, our finance area, but we're not willing to give it up in the area of our health, you know. So it's about giving up control and surrendering overall to him.
Yes. Yeah. We've got to have that surrender completely.
Yes.
Well, as we begin to wrap up here, obviously, they're going to want to get in touch with you. We will have the link to where you can pick up your book, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. You're going to want to get your own copy. It's a great read. It's one that you will enjoy. I've already begun marking it up. I'm telling you, it's good. Where can they find you, Christy, if they're saying, I just want to reach out to her?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is www.valiant.com. valiantwoman.com. And woman is singular. It's not plural. So.
Okay. Got to make sure we have that right. Valiant Woman. We will have that link also in the show notes for you. Any last thoughts before we go? Because you have, I mean, it's an extraordinary feat what you've accomplished, losing more than a whole person, keeping it off, continuing doing all that you're doing. What's next?
What's next? So I'm like a big visionary person, right? So
yes.
When I started Gardner's Diet, or I'm sorry, not Gardner's Diet. When I started this book, I actually had it as Gardner's Diet, which is diet standing for develop your internal eternal traits, meaning this fruit of the spirit, and applying it to your life. But then I had God gave me a bigger vision to start Valiant Women, which is helping women become bold. It's an acronym for bravely overcoming life's difficulties. Mm. And that's when I realized that this is a battle, and I wanted to have this book set up as a structure, as a battle-ready program, mm-hmm. so that I can have other battle-ready programs also. So there is another book that I'm going to be working on closer to the end of the year. And so that's what's next.
So I would love to extend an invitation for you to come back on and share with us your next battle program.
Great. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, you're most welcome. All right. So before we close, this series is called My Strength is My Story. So I've got one final question for you. What has your story gifted you?
Oh, my story has gifted me to be able to help provide other women hope. Because in the end, that's what matters, that, you know, they don't give up and that they realize there is another way to do it and to draw them near to the Lord.
That is so beautiful. And you have a beautiful heart. So warm, so welcoming. It has been my honor and my joy to have you on today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, you have a blessed day and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.